Hello, Anchor. This is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to my daily podcast. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I know it has been a long time, but here I am, back with the podcast, back with recording, as always, very, very close to midnight. Today it is 11:42 here in Portugal. It is Wednesday. I just spent a whole day with people from media of all kinds, from gaming to more technology centered. And yeah, it's been a great day and I'm feeling very motivated to come here and talk with you guys. Also, as you can imagine, this day took me some time to plan, to make sure everything would go all right, that we would have the necessary equipment to make sure that the event would go smoothly. So yeah, it took me a while, and that was what I was busy with. And also, obviously, there are some other events that will be rolling out in a few days that I have to take care of as well. But the thing is, I promised that I wanted to talk with you guys about the things that I changed in terms of the strategy with the station. So let's go with that. And since I've launched the station, I've talked to a lot of people about the station, about what I'm trying to accomplish here with my career in terms of the articles and the podcast. Especially here at Microsoft, people have been very receptive in terms of my podcast and trying to help and trying to understand how I do things and maybe give some suggestions and improvements. And obviously, I've been also paying very much close attention to how people have been reacting to the podcast and how people have not been reacting to the podcast as well. So I'm going to start with one of the first problems that I've noticed. So one of the things which I think has made the podcast not succeed as much is honestly the Anchor interface. Now, I don't want to go on and on about the problems that Anchor has. It's just very, very simple things, and these are things that people have told me, is that, for example, if you want to listen to someone but you don't have the Anchor app and you don't want to download the Anchor app because you don't usually listen to podcasts, or if you do, you might listen to podcasts somewhere else and you don't want to have an Anchor app downloaded just to listen to me, you know, I'm not that great yet. So it makes it kind of complicated, because then your alternative is to go through a browser experience that you would have on a desktop, for example, or on the mobile. I believe that on a mobile phone, it doesn't even work. You can't listen to Anchor unless you have an app on your phone. Because on the browser, it just tells you to download the app. I'm pretty sure that's what happens. And with the web version and in the desktop, it's not smooth at all, because you can only go like back and forth between segments. But then inside the same segment, you can't really like move up or move backwards. So when we're talking about something like an interview, for example, I've been doing some interviews and they're like 50 minutes long. People just get lost in the interview and they don't know which part they've already listened to. They don't know how long it's going to take until the end of the interview. So it really is not the best experience. So that's one of the things that has kind of made people not enjoy the podcast as much. And I would say the other thing is that, and this is something that I've noticed before with my articles on Medium, is just that people that follow me on social media, most of the people that do follow me and that are my friends, some of them I know them, some of them I might have seen them before, might have talked briefly, but obviously I don't consider all of them my friends. It's that these people who follow me on social media, they don't care. A lot of them don't care. And especially when you're seeing the same Anchor thumbnail every single time, because when you share an episode on Anchor or share your station, it's always the same thumbnail, which in my case it says Anna Garrett, which is the name of the station. It shows my face, me smiling, which a lot of people say it's cool and they remember me from my smile, but still to people it just seems like I'm posting the same thing over and over again unless they read the description. So these were the things that I noticed. So I guess if people on Facebook or in social media in general that follow me don't really care about the content, then I think it's much a better option for me to not waste my time doing that, but focus more on going after the people who are listening to podcasts, who do enjoy this kind of content, who do want to be more productive and want to learn more about business, about careers, about technology and how things work. So now I'm going to explain what were the solutions. And before I go with the solutions, I just wanted to say how much it makes a difference that you're recording at this time versus like recording maybe at 9 p.m. or even in the afternoon, because just every time I do this, I'm so tired. I really have to try to record earlier. One of the things that I've been trying to do is record more on the weekend and maybe post it along the week, but I think it always makes it more special if I record it at that day and post it at that exact same day, because you get to see how I'm feeling. That's the concept of the daily podcast, but not always possible. Still, so how did I decide to, one of the things that I decided to do in terms of how to fight this Anchor interface problem was to try to promote the podcast and not promote Anchor. There are still some people who surprisingly don't know what podcasts are. They just see this as like an audio show, like some kind of radio or something. Similar to YouTube, but with no video, that's what they say. So I'm now trying to promote my podcast and not trying to promote my Anchor project necessarily. So it's not really about Anchor anymore. Although I still want to start every podcast because that's how I started and that's how I want to keep going, by saying, hello, Anchor. This has always been like this since probably the first episode or the second one, I don't know. But I do plan on not changing that. Hello, Anchor. I think it's a classic by me. So how would I do this, promoting the podcast instead of promoting Anchor? So as you know, when you post an episode instead of just a regular segment, your episode goes to Apple Podcasts, to Google Play, to Overcast, to a bunch of other places, and I decided to promote those places instead. So the thing is, for example, Apple Podcasts, not everyone has an iPhone. Not everyone has iTunes installed to listen to it. Google Play, it's not free for everyone either. And then I thought about Overcast. I tried it out, and there are two things that really stood out for me. Was if you use the browser version, both on desktop and on mobile, they work perfectly fine. You enter the profile, there's my face on it, there's the name of the station, and then there's all of the episodes numbered. The first one that shows up first is the most recent one, and then you have the older ones as usual. And when you click the episode, it opens up another window, obviously, and you can go back and forth like it would be for a YouTube video, for example, so you don't have to listen to all of it at once. You can just hold the little bar and go further down the audio file, which makes it a lot easier and just natural for people. And then it also, the descriptions that I put here on Anchor are also displayed there, which is something that previously people didn't really have access for, or wasn't as visible, I would say, in terms of understanding what other segments will be in the rest of the same episode. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm promoting Overcast instead. And how does that translate into what I'm promoting? So let's look at, for example, Instagram stories. And for those of you who are not following me on Instagram, you know, my link is at Anna R.L. Guerra. So it's Anna R.L. Guerra, R.L. because it's Raquel Lopes, which are my two middle names. If you don't know, I have four names. That's very common in Portugal. And on Instagram stories, usually what I did to promote my episodes was I would usually post the episode in the normal way on Facebook, and then I would kind of screenshot my post on Facebook and basically tell people, hey, go over to my Facebook, check out the episode. But what would happen is people would most definitely not have the trouble of going over to opening Facebook, to searching my name and to trying to find my publication, because I could have posted something else after that, right? So it really wasn't the best way. And for a lot of people, it looked in a way like the same thing over and over again, because it would look like my Facebook page, but you couldn't really understand what the podcast was about, for example. You couldn't really see who was the person who was being interviewed unless like I identified, tagged someone, or it wasn't visual enough above everything. So what I'm doing right now is I've created specific assets, specific pictures that I'm going to be using for Instagram stories every time. So what I did with Tom Kugler's interview, hi Tom, thank you so much, was I created like a thumbnail to put on Instagram stories with Tom's face, and on the bottom it said Tom Kugler and then Anna Guerra, my daily podcast, so people understand, okay, it's Tom Kugler and it's on my podcast. And then if they clicked and it would go to the next story, it would appear the same picture, but I would remove that text and change it with link in the bio. So now I'm redirecting people to my bio, which is a lot easier, and it is what a lot of people on Instagram do. So people then would go to my bio on Instagram and they would click the link that is there, which is a link that takes them to Overcast, and because that episode would be the latest one, they would just have to click on the episode and it would be playing. So it is a way better experience for people, and I'm hoping that gets more people coming from Instagram stories. And one of the things that I plan on is tracking that. So the link that is on Instagram, it's not a normal link, it's a trackable link. And that link is there and is also on Medium, which I'm going to explain why it's on Medium. And so it's a better way for me to also track where are people coming from, where are people listening to my podcast. Because before I had no idea if people were coming from Instagram, if they were coming from LinkedIn or Twitter. I would just know that they would be web listeners, because Anchor doesn't give me more information regarding that. But now, with the trackable information, I can understand that. And obviously, if you're interested in getting to know that kind of information, I should have some now. So let me know if you want to know that, and I can explore that a little bit more with you guys, because I get to know which countries people are listening, coming from, if they're listening on desktop or mobile, all of that info. And it comes straight from Google, and Google helps me with that. And the second strategy, which I kind of teased a little bit about, has to do with Medium. So for those of you who don't know, I was writing for Medium for about 2-3 years before I started this podcast adventure that I'd like to call. And I started off on LinkedIn, and then I started enjoying Medium more because the kind of content that I was reading on Medium and the audience was, I think, fit a lot better with mine as well. So I kind of changed to Medium. Now I rarely post on LinkedIn. It's kind of more as of a way to show my work instead of actually gaining an audience through there. So I thought, if people on my social media don't care, then I'm gonna go to people who care. And the people who were following me on Medium, although I don't have that big of a following, but still the people who are generally on Medium do care about these kinds of things and are very interested in stories, which is the kind of content that I produce, especially with the Being a Microsoft Intern series. It's basically a story about me and the challenges I'm facing. And that kind of content works really well on Anchor. Lessons, life lessons, understanding things, how they work, analyzing the past, all that works really, really well on Medium. So I decided to create a publication. So it's my first publication, and it's called Anna Guerra, My Daily Podcast. So every major episode that will be on my station, meaning as of now, it's Being a Microsoft Intern series and the interview series as well. Both of those series are going to be posted, will have a dedicated post on my daily podcast publication on Medium. And what this fixes is the content was just basically also scattered all around the place. If people did not follow me on Anchor, basically they would have to go through my Facebook feed and try to find my episodes, which is not good. So now they have the content in one place in that publication, and it's also easier because there's a search function and they can just search keywords, for example, Being a Microsoft Intern, and all the episodes related with that series will come up. And they will be shown in chronological order, time order. So it really drastically helps the user to find my content and to display my content to the Medium people who had been following me before. And also, I guess if I decide in the future to go back to articles, I actually have one article that I have finished, still haven't posted. It will hopefully help my following on Medium as well, because, you know, every time that you comment on someone else's Medium profile, every time you applaud them, because Medium now has applause too, it brings people over to my profile, to my publication, and ultimately to Anchor, hopefully. And one of the other things, last thing that I want to mention for today, is that for Medium having a publication, you can actually send like newsletters to the people who follow your publication. So what I'm expecting is over time, people who are just following me because they found me on Anchor will follow the publication, and then later on I can just drop them a newsletter and let them know, hey, I just posted a new episode, so go check it out. You know, that way people would find out that the post is ready, because otherwise there's no like direct communication that goes straight to them unless they go through my feed. This is a direct way that I get to connect with them that I don't have pretty much anywhere else, unless people do decide to visit me or I show up on their feed. So these are the two things, major changes that I applied. I'm hoping that they bring some more action to the station, although it's been a wonderful journey. But, you know, us marketers, we always like to grow. It's always going up, never stable. Stable is not good. It's not good. So if you guys have obviously any other suggestions or any other critics, things that you might think about the station that are not working right, please let me know. If you're thinking I'm not being consistent enough, let me know that you don't like it, that you're upset. Also, tell me to to do more content, really. This is your station, guys, as well, not just for me. So yeah, let me know what else you want to see on the station, what you don't like about the station, what are some suggestions that you think might be cool for the station as well. Yeah, that would be nice. Also, I can tell you that I've been talking to a friend of mine, to Daniela. I don't know if Daniela is listening, probably not. But Daniela is a friend of mine. She's working for, or maybe is not working for anymore. She's in between jobs, but she was working for Uniplaces, which is a startup in Portugal that has opened their doors to other countries as well. And Daniela is kind of like my soulmate, marketing soulmate. I believe that there are multiple soulmates that you have. One is like your music soulmate, your romantic soulmate, your friendship soulmate. And Daniela is kind of like my marketing soulmate. She agrees with me on pretty much anything. Although as time passes by, we understand that we're not as alike as we once thought, but still we have very similar opinions about a bunch of things, which makes it very funny for us to comment things and to analyze what is going on the marketing sphere, on the digital world. And because we had quite good experiences in the business world as well, it kind of gives us some power to comment these kinds of things. So I plan on bringing Daniela here. I've talked with Daniela to kind of be my co-host, not full-time obviously, because this is my station and Daniela doesn't have the time either, but to occasionally bring Daniela like once a month, for example, and have her be my guest on a new show where I maybe go through some marketing ad lines of the month and comment on some things that are very trendy and how we feel about it. What are some of the craziest things that we heard about marketing? That kind of thing. I think it can come out pretty well, especially because, you know, we have great chemistry together. So we'll see. I'm very, very excited for you guys to meet Daniela in the future. But also, obviously, you guys can expect the usual with being a Microsoft intern series, with the interview series and a talks too, and a few episodes here and there with to read later, and for three facts about me, which I know you guys love that series, three facts about me. But here's a fact about me now, is that I'm actually going to sleep. I'm just going to post this and then I'm going straight to bed. So everyone, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this podcast, enjoyed my comeback, and tomorrow or very, very soon, I'll be right here with you again and with an episode of Being a Microsoft Intern. Goodbye, guys.